Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
Remembrance of baptism. By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle of Praise. Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with psalms.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
Amen. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Dawn from on high, your light illumines all our days. Awaken us to your visitations throughout this day. Be merciful in us for the sake of others. Make us fearless when confronting injustice and need, that we may give you glory in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Psalm 9, verses 1 through 14. Everyone who honors your name can trust you, because you are faithful to all who depend on you. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, and tell about the wonders you have worked. God Most High, I will rejoice. I will celebrate and sing because of you. When my enemies face you, they run away and stumble and are destroyed. You take your seat as judge, and your fair decisions prove that I was in the right. You warn the nations and destroy evil people. You wipe out their names forever and ever. Our enemies are destroyed completely for all time. Their cities are torn down and they will never be remembered again. You rule forever, Lord, and you are on your throne, ready for judgment. You judge the world fairly and treat all nations with justice. The poor can run to you because you are a fortress in times of trouble. Everyone who honors your name can trust you because you are faithful to all who depend on you. You rule from Zion, Lord, and we sing about you to let the nations know everything you have done. You did not forget to punish the guilty or listen to the cries of those in need. Please have mercy, Lord. My enemies mistreat me. Keep me from the gates that lead to death. And I will sing about you at the gate of Zion. I will be happy there because you rescued me. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Everyone who honors your name can trust you because you are faithful to all who depend on you.
A reading from God's Word, 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 18. My friends, We ask you to be thoughtful of your leaders who work hard and tell you how to live for the Lord. Show them great respect and love because of their work. Try to get along with each other. My friends, we beg you to warn anyone who isn't living right. Encourage anyone who feels left out. Help all who are weak and be patient with everyone. Don't be hateful to people just because they are hateful to you. Rather, be good to each other and to everyone else. Always be joyful and never stop praying. Whatever happens, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants you to do. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Philip William Otterbein, born on June 3, 1726. This German Reformed Pietist was educated and ordained at Herborn Academy. He pastored churches in Germany for 3 years and was then recruited along with five other young ministers in 1752 to preach. He was sent to a German Reformed congregation in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where he had an experience of personal assurance of God's grace. His ministry revitalized. He went on to three more successful pastorates until 1774. He became pastor of the German Evangelical Reformed Church in Baltimore on Howard's Hill. He served that congregation for 39 years until his death. Otterbein's pastorates were always marked by his vigorous preaching and by his organization of small pietist groups for Bible study and prayer. His theology emphasized the new birth made possible by God's grace. During his early pastorate at York, PA, he attended a big meeting at a nearby Long's Barn in the spring of 1767 to hear Martin Boehm preach. Deeply impressed with the message and spirit of Boehm, Otterbein threw his arms around Boehm, declaring, "We are brothers." Their relationship eventually grew into the German Pietist movement known as the Church of the United Brethren in Christ. Otterbein was also a friend and contemporary of Francis Asbury, assisting in Asbury's consecration as superintendent in 1784. A colic, Philip William Otterbein. Almighty God, the light of the faithful and shepherd of souls, who set your servant, Philip William Otterbein, to be bishop in the church, to feed your sheep by the word of Christ, and to guide them by good example. Give us grace to keep the faith of the church and to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayer for recovery of sickness. O God, the strength of the weak and the comfort of sufferers, mercifully accept our prayers and grant to those we pray for this day the help of your power, that their sickness may be turned into health and our sorrow into joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for a person in trouble or bereavement. O merciful Father, who has taught us in your holy word that you do not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men, look with pity upon the sorrows of your servants for whom our prayers are offered. Remember them, O Lord, in mercy, nourish their souls with patience, and comfort them with a sense of your goodness. Lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for the answering of prayers. Almighty God, who has promised to hear the petitions of those who ask in your Son's name, we beseech you mercifully to incline your ear to us, who have now made our prayers and supplications to you, and grant that those things which we have faithfully asked according to your will may effectually be obtained, to the relief of our necessity and to the setting forth of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Collect of the Week. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. I pray that your love will keep on growing and that you will fully know and understand how to make the right choices. Then you will still be pure and innocent when Christ returns. And until that day, Jesus Christ will keep you busy doing good deeds that bring glory and praise to God. Amen.
Amen.